It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Once it was announced that Olivia Culpo was single, if you don't know who she is, she's like Instagram famous model. She was something. Miss America, Miss USA, I don't know what it was.
Miss
she was
Damn!
Something. Anyway, you know her from Instagram, but she was recently dating Danny Amendola, who you might know, the famous NFL player. And when they broke up, she kind of talked about how a bunch of famous dudes were sliding into her DMs.
Nothing irks me more than when someone slides in my DMs. First of all, that's my number one red flag that I'm never going to date you.
Thank God. Second of all,
if you have a girlfriend or a wife and you are sliding in my DMs, I am going to put you on blast. I really want to like screen cap all of them. Just be like, hey, all of you guys, tell your wives that they need to leave.
And we're talking about, like, sometimes famous people, correct?
Very famous.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm just like, I'm offended that you think that I would even take the bait.
Wait, does that mean, like, sliding into a DM like, hey, you want to hook up? Or just like, hi, Olivia, I'm Joe.
Sliding into your DMs, you know what their intentions are.
Okay. Because I talk to females, but I'm not like, hey, yo.
Like, well, what are you saying when you slide in?
I'm like, hey, if my wife was to happen to die. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. When I talk to people, I'm like, hey, what's up? Like, would you like to grab a coffee sometime and just, like, you know, talk?
Yeah, that's sliding into your DMs.
That is not, though.
Yeah, Liv, is that sliding into DMs? If a guy slides in and says, you want to go get a coffee sometime and talk?
I explain why. I'm not giving you my whole spiel.
I mean, yeah, I would still consider that sliding into DMs.
Oh, you women hold women back so much.
I mean, I'm just saying. I consider
like, that's
that.
What a girl would that's... think if a guy said that.
And you are technically do I sound like a robot? Into their DMs.
Of course, but there's a difference between like, hey, I'd like to hook up with you or you want to bone.
I think replying to someone's story of like, oh my gosh, that's so funny, is less sliding into someone's DMs than asking someone to go get coffee.
But it's still a move.
That's shady, though. That's really shady. Like, you're trying to make it like a secret way to enter. Like a Trojan horse.
I mean, I'm just telling you what
All
I
right.
think.
All right, you too. I don't know what to say.
On Jimmy Kimmel last night, Rebel Wilson was on, and she talked about why she needed a new bra for the appearance.
Because when you've got, like, a super big night, you want a fresh bra, because if you wear it and you wash it a bit, it's like one might be awake, one might be asleep situation.
She also talked about her mom being her toughest critic.
But what about your mom?
She kind of judges on how pretty the characters are. So if my character's, like, really pretty, she'll be like, I love that movie.
Oh, I gotcha.
If I've got, like, my gut hanging out or you see some pubic hair or something in the movie, she'll be like, I don't really like that one.
And Billy Bush has a TV hosting gig nearly 3 years after he was fired from the Today Show following his lewd audio tape scandal. He will be the anchor of a new show called Extra Extra. It's going to be syndicated and is going to debut in fall 2019 when Extra moves to the Fox network. He was axed from the NBC Morning Show in 2016 following the release of an audio recording in which he was overheard making lewd remarks about women with Donald Trump. And Queen Latifah says her karaoke song is, I'll let her tell you.
I think it would have to be some Bon Jovi. Shout to the heart, you're to blame. You give love a bad name, bad name.
Oh, Porkchop's so excited. Porkchop loves him some Bon Jovi.
Do you really?
Yeah, oh my God.
I hate Bon Jovi.
We were in the car, like, going to a Book Buddies a week or two ago. I was like, no, turn that up.
Oh, my gosh.
Shot through the heart!
Fun fact, I love, like, 80s hair metal and stuff like that, but Bon Jovi is one group I cannot stand. Never liked them. Hate the music.
She probably would call that butt rock, too. Like, Alex thinks she knows music, but she'll listen to no music.
No, it's not butt rock. It isn't butt rock, but, like, I hate Living on a Prayer. Like, I just have never liked
them. It's a religious song. What else do you want?
Coming up in less than an hour are Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth trying to have a baby.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.